Two separate studies are underway, one looking at road and ferry improvements and another looking at possible power line options between Petersburg and Cake. Petersburg's assembly has asked to combine the two studies since new road construction would help construction of a power line. Forest Service District Ranger Jason Anderson told the assembly that the two projects needed to be looked at separately.
You've got two separate projects in the form of the Cake to Petersburg intertie. That's the electrical transmission line. You've also got a separate project in the form of the Cake access, the Federal Highways proposal. They have different underlying purpose and needs. One is to provide reduced cost power to the community of Cake. The other is to improve transportation opportunities between or to the community of Cake.
The two studies are also on different schedules. An environmental impact statement for the power line could be done a year or more before the same document is finished for road and ferry options. Mark Shinman with the consulting firm Commonwealth Associates is working on the power line EIS for the Southeast Alaska Power Agency. That organization owns the transmission lines that connect Petersburg, Wrangell, and Ketchikan and would build and own the connection to Cake. Shinman outlined four alternatives, including a no-action alternative identified for the transmission line connection. The consultant's proposed action is a route on the northern end of the island that could cost an estimated $66 million. Another route that runs through the center of Kupernov Island is expected to cost about $59 million. Assemblymember John Hogue questioned Shinman about the cost estimates for those alternatives.
The alternative for South Central route is cheaper, but you don't prefer that?
We don't. And maybe we're betting on the come. We're thinking that the road will come.
Ah.
But if, you know, but that's, if the road doesn't come along, we may end up going that route. And that's why it's still part of the EIS and still being considered.
Shinman also noted the cost estimates are still a moving target.
When we were in Cake last week, it dawned on me that the substation's 5 miles out of town, and nobody, it didn't seem like anybody planned a way to get the power from the substation into town. So we had a gap there. So I talked to IPEC, the local electric utility, and they said they didn't have any money to do it, so we need to include that as a part of our project. So we're looking right now at moving the substation closer to town, so these numbers will go up. I did some back-of-the-envelope calculations, maybe $3 million.
The cost estimates are calculated with the assumption that the road will not happen. If the roadway is constructed along the power line route, Shinman said it will decrease the construction and maintenance costs. For the power line, a draft EIS could be out as soon as this October, with a final document published next May. SEPA has $5 million in state grant money to study the power line, but no money to build it. Meanwhile, the state has appropriated $40 million for construction of the road and ferry connection. The DOT's Southeast Region Planning Chief, Andy Hughes, said the overall project would include a ferry and two ferry terminals if the northern route is selected. The Cake Access Project, as it's called, does not yet have any cost estimates or alternatives drawn up. Assemblymember John Haverlick asked Hughes about the state's ability to fund construction and maintenance of the road, terminals, and ferry.
But you think you can get the money to do this?
At this point, yes, we do. Otherwise,
with
we
the
wouldn't
ferries?
Be. Yes.
Okay.
Yes. And as far as I might address, as far as maintenance goes, we do not see, we wouldn't be going forward with any proposal if we didn't think we could maintain it year-round.
The year-round maintenance funding and operating dollars for a new ferry service has been a concern voiced by local elected officials about the road project. Assemblymember Cindy Logadakis pressed Hughes on that issue.
The state draft transportation plan actually paints quite a different picture about your deferred maintenance backlog and your ability to attract federal money. And I'm curious to know how you think this road would rank on a priority list for funding for state and federal money, given that you've already identified you have a shortfall. And it's right on the web.
No, that's true.
Hughes continued that he thought the road and ferry connection would be funded.
At this point, you know, that's the future will tell. We anticipate that funding will become tighter. At this point, at least in Southeast Alaska, our priorities are are such that we feel that we can fit this project in.
The Federal Highway Administration is leading the study of possible road and ferry alternatives. A draft EIS for that project is not due out until the spring of 2015. In Petersburg, I'm Joe Vicnicki.